Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has that.
No more.
I
know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
New year, you sexy bees. That's right. It's a new year. It's 2022. And guess what? We are still fucking here. I'm your host, Miss B, and I've got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. You are listening to Real Talk, the quickest hour in internet radio where you never know what the fuck we're going to talk about. And we're going to start this off right. First of all, let me start off by saying Happy New Year to my co-host. What's up, Greg?
The fuck you say? Happy New Year's, Ms. B.
I am happy because the Lions won.
I'll put it this way. My Fox picks tanked huge on that game.
Oh, considering I was at the game, I'm a little buzzed. I have no problem saying that. I'm also a little sick. So for anyone who, and I have no problem saying this, I've been talking about this. I am going through a weight loss journey. Yeah. I have lost a little bit over 30 pounds so far. But
nice.
I took my final shot of my medicine this week. And I was hesitant to take it because I was like, my ass is going to be sick. Lo and behold, I was sick today. And I was just like, really, of all the fucking days for me to be sick. But I went to the game. I went to the game sick as hell. And when I say I was sick, I'm just really nauseated. And I knew this was a side effect. It was just one that I wasn't anticipating today because I did what they call a VIP tailgate. So I was, like, out and about.
Mm-hmm.
For any and everybody, I am a true Lions fan. Greg, I did not send you the article. This article cannot be shared with anybody. That's why. And I will say this. I did not share the article because it has my real name in it. So
right.
There is an article there with a picture of me.
Yeah, don't share that, even though I know your true real name. It's all good, but
I will
know,
share it with Greg, but I will not share with the rest of the world. There was an article that is out there about me. The article actually, the interview for the article was actually done when we won against the Minnesota Vikings. It was just published a couple of days ago. So when I say that, it caught me off guard because I was not anticipating it. I thought it was going to be done in December. And it was published this week. And the person who wrote the article didn't have my email to give me a heads up. So I'm assuming that it's nationwide. But I will say, and I'm going to say this already. If you are a fan of any sport, I'm not going to say this just to fans of one, if you are a fan of any sport and you go to a visiting team's arena, be it baseball, hockey, football, understand that there are certain things that you need to not do or you will get your ass kicked. First of all, when you visit another person's home, be respectful. And don't think because your team is going to the fucking playoffs means that your team is a shit, they're just going to the playoffs. When your team gets beat in another team's house, be respectful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say this because there were Packers fans. There was a shitload of Packers fans at the Detroit game today. Why? And I'm going to say this. Packers fans can't afford to go to the Packers play. The Packers are so fucking good that they have priced it out where, and this year a season ticket holder and you make a shitload of money, you can't really watch them at home. I'm going to be honest. I've looked to get tickets to go to a Packers. I've looked to go to Lambeau Field to, like, watch the Lions when they play the Packers. I have to mortgage my house for that. I'm not really in the, and I'm joking when I say mortgage my house. But the tickets are not cheap. So the tickets in Detroit are really cheap. Packers fans, Browns fans, Steelers fans, understand, when you come to my house and I talk shit, it's my house. I talk shit. That's what I do at my house. I talk shit. If you don't want to hear shit talking, don't come to my motherfucking house. To the Packers fans that were sitting behind me when I kept saying, this is my motherfucking house, respect it. Take your fucking cheese heads, because you better be glad we did not have. And they were selling cheeseburgers today. They really were. Okay, just a note so everybody understands. Packers are considered cheese heads. They were selling cheese graters before we went into the stadium today. Literally, they had a sign that said, hey, we sell cheese graters here. You better be fucking glad that I did not buy a cheese grater, because I really would have loved to grate some motherfucking cheese today. Y'all piss me off. And I normally get along with fans from opposing teams. I mean, honest, I normally get along very well with no problem. Today, I wanted to beat y'all asses. Show some motherfucking respect. Show some fucking respect. Because y'all really didn't know who y'all was talking shit to. Like, people around me knew who I am. People around me, because this article, people in Detroit, people see the article. And they're like, we know you. I did not realize how big of a quote-unquote celebrity I was. Like, you guys know me as Miss B. Y'all in Detroit know me as fucking Miss B. I'm like, I'm somebody else to them. I'm like that bitch who is a fucking the damn awesome Detroit Lions fan, okay? In Detroit, don't nobody fucking know who the fuck Miss V is, except a handful of people. They're like, yeah, oh, that bitch. You know, what I'm wrong about is the bitch who is loud as hell, talk shit at Detroit Lions fans. That's who I'm known as, and people actually know my real name, so it's like really funny as hell, because it's like, you guys know me as Miss V, but here in Detroit, they know my real fucking name, and they're like, yeah, oh, we know her, we know her, we know her, we know her. I mean, literally, people walk up to me and say, oh, we saw you there, and I'm like, really? This is how people approach me.
Oh, good Lord.
I actually thought I had more fans as Miss V. I realized I have more fans as a fucking Detroit Lions fan. I'm serious. I don't even use my fucking personal Instagram. If I use my personal Instagram and post like some of this shit, it would be funny as hell, because it's like, I think my personal Instagram account will probably blow the fuck up if I actually posted this shit. I'm serious. I did not realize. I was like, damn, bitch, you got fans on this side, and bitch, you got fans. Wait a minute, do you know how strange it is to have fans as two different people?
Mm-hmm.
I never thought that I would have this problem in my life. I have fans that's like really motherfucking regular me, and I have fans in this week.
Mm-hmm.
And the two don't overlap. So for anybody who thinks, no, the people who know me as me don't know me as fucking Miss V.
Yeah.
That's how crazy this shit is. And I'm kind of scared to post like some of this shit to the people who know me as me. Because I'm like, damn, my fan base will actually go up, and I really wasn't trying. Believe it or not, as regular old me, I was not trying to get a fan base. I just want to be like, yo, me, the bitch, you know. Yeah, that person.
Yep.
I didn't know I was going to get a fan base, and I have, like, a big-ass fucking fan base now, so I'm sure
it's exploded.
Yeah. But I did post what I did on New Year's Eve to Instagram, and I know everybody saw it. For anybody, but Greg, I will let you know, yes, bitch was drunk as hell. As a matter of fact, The video that I sent you, which I thought was the grand finale, but it was not like an hour later, my daughter found more fireworks. My daughter found more fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, Mom, we had fireworks we forgot to shoot off. So we, like, shot off another set of fireworks, like, about 2:30, about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. I was so fucking drunk that all I could say, let me rewind. I have to give a shout-out to E-40, the rapper. You my dude. You are my motherfucking dude. You made my fucking New Year's Eve, even though I did not leave my house. Dude. All this motherfucking liquor that you done made. Oh, my fucking God. I was drinking Slurricane. I want y'all to understand this. It actually is called Slurricane. Slurricane is made by E-40, the rapper. I was drinking Slurricane. Then I was drinking the Earl Stevens Mango Scottle. I'm saying this though because I want y'all to understand. Oh, excuse me. Earl Stevens is the rapper, E-40. The Mango Scottle is 17 fucking Valium, 17 proof alcohol. It's a Scottle. He also has a cognac called Tycoon. I did not get a chance to open up the Tycoon because I also drank. And yeah, I'm a hood. I have no problem saying that I'm ghetto fabulous. My champagne toast was real champagne. I did Martini and Rossi. So I want everybody to understand. I did Martini and Rossi. Bitch started throwing up at about 3 in the morning. I was in the shower for a good 30 minutes.
Wow.
I have not thrown up. God. 10, 15 years? I was like, what the fuck? And when you get older and you get that drunk shit, you know when it's coming. So, like, I was laying there, and I got really fucking hot. I was laying across my bed, and I got hot as hell. I was like, oh, this shit ain't cute. I started throwing up in my toilet, and I switched over to my bathtub. I got the shower on.
Oh. Oh, good Lord.
Because I was
That's
like,
a messed up.
Yeah.
That's a bad one right there when you transfer from a sink to a toilet to a tub.
Yeah. And it came out both ends. That's how bad I was throwing up.
Oh, yeah.
That's.
Yep, that was a bad.
But I was in the shower for about 20 minutes. And the reason why I was in the shower, because I want everybody to understand. Now, this does not work for everybody. But for me, when I get like that, I take a shower. It's something about a shower, not a cold shower, but a shower that brings me back down. If I want to get
rid
of what I'm going through, I take a shower. I used to, you know, you see on TV and they be saying, they say throw them in a cold shower. I think it's just a shower in general because I don't do fucking cold showers. Let's get that shit very clear.
No.
Bitch don't do cold showers. I had that shower nice and warm. But I stayed in there about, let me phrase, I don't know how long I stayed in there. I think I stayed in there about 20, 30 minutes. I might not stay that long. But whenever I get that feeling, because I've gotten that feeling and not thrown up, but whenever I get that feeling, I go hop in the shower. And it's something about a shower that will kill your buzz. Now, do not go and drive. Let me say this. Do not go and drive after you take a shower. The shower does not make you that sober, but it will allow you to not throw up any longer. It will allow you to sleep in peace. That's what the shower does. So I don't want anybody to say, oh, Ms. V said if I take a shower, I could go and drive afterwards. No, bitch, I did not say that. This shower will allow you to sleep in peace. It's something about that shower. I think it brings down your body temperature, gets you back level. But whatever it is, mm-hmm. yeah. But I can say mm-hmm. I had a nice time today. I have had a good New Year. I'm going to put this out there. Depending on what time the game starts on Super Bowl Sunday, and I'm looking it up now, will depend on if we have a show Super Bowl Sunday. For anybody who does not know what Super Bowl Sunday is, it is Sunday, February 13th.
And so, it should start about 5:30 Central Time.
No, the game doesn't start that early.
Well,
they
I mean,
always
in years past.
Start late.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to start maybe around 6, either Eastern or Central. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting, especially with all the upsets going on. Wild card, oh, yeah, it's just wow. I mean, right now, Seattle is beating my Cardinals. 37-27. Tampa Bay.
You know what I'm mad about today?
The other one's ass. They're playing. But, yeah.
Okay, but you know what gets me? Okay, what? They say the game started at 6:30. Kickoff for Super Bowl is scheduled for 6:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
We will have a show. We might not have a full fucking show, but we're going to have a show. I may postpone this show. I'm going to be honest. Because mm-hmm. they're saying kickoff, but I need to – I'm just going to be honest. I don't know why I thought the game started later. Okay. Maybe we won't. I'll decide later.
Yeah, I think if it's 6:30 your time, it'll be 5:30 mine.
So we won't be having a show that day. Because we all know that I can't fucking watch football and try to have this show. I mean, even though I don't have a dog in the race, let's keep it clear, the Lions ain't going.
Yep.
But it's still Super Bowl Sunday. And we all know Super Bowl Sunday. First of all, I would never have anybody listen to this show on Super Bowl Sunday knowing there's a game going on. I think you need to enjoy your alcohol or whatever you're going to do on that day.
Oh, yeah.
So
I know I would.
As of right now, let's say we're not going to have a show out. But we got 2 weeks before the – let's see.
I was going to say almost.
I'll let everybody know on that. We've got four more shows before that's supposed to happen. So, mm-hmm. let me see. 1, 2, 3. On the 6th of February, I will make a determination. How about that? No, that's wrong. Yeah. On the 6th of February, I will make a determination. And I will let everybody know if we will have a show that day or not. As of right now, we probably won't. Let me just put it out there. We probably won't. Because, again, I will not interrupt anybody's Sunday. I think Super Bowl Sunday should be like a national holiday. You don't fuck with nobody on that day. I think that men should be able to sit back and stick their hand in their hands like fucking Al Bundy and do whatever they do with themselves. I think that women who love football should be able to chill and, you know, do what they're going to do. I think that Super Bowl parties should go on, and I think the day after Super Bowl should be a national holiday. That's just the way I feel. I feel that no one should be required to endure the pain of trying to get up and go to work the next day. That's just the way I feel. That's me, though.
Yes.
I feel that Super Bowl Sunday should be like a national holiday, and that employers, I don't think that the government should go on and put it on the calendar as a holiday, but I think that it should be one of those unofficial holidays where you don't get penalized if you take the day off. Like, you could say, yo, I'm going to take this as a holiday, and it'd be good. And if you got a good job, they should just be like, listen, don't even bring your ass in.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know you. But I know everybody don't enjoy football like I do. I'm sure that people think that the after the World Cup, it should be like that. I think that it's a major sporting event that a lot of people, and I do agree with the World Cup. I feel like this. World Cup. The Stanley Cup. The World Series. I think the day after any of those major games should be a national holiday. That's just me. Because.
Yes.
Really? I'm sorry. I just had a dog yawn in front of me with his mouth wide open like he wanted me to see the back of his tonsils. If you guys could have seen this, like he's leaning on me, and he did this big-ass yawn, and I could see the back of his throat, and it was like, he didn't do it so that he could bite me. I want everybody to understand my dog does not bite me. But he wanted me to know that, yes, his breath was still clean, and that I could, I'm that owner to make sure my doggy has clean breath. But he wanted me to understand that, yo, since you make sure my breath is clean, I want you to understand I'm going to lean on you and I'm going to open up my mouth and I'm going to stick yawn. So you understand, it don't sink. But that's what I was saying. I feel that the Stanley Cup Finals, day after that, it should be a holiday. The World Series, holiday. The NBA, holiday. World Cup, holiday. Anything that people will sit around their TV and watch, and let's keep it real. People, you might not like baseball, but guess what? People sit around their TV and watch the World Series. You might not like hockey,
yeah.
But people sit around their TV and watch hockey. You might not like basketball, but the NBA Finals, your ass is sitting around it. All of a sudden, that becomes your team. So let's just keep it clear that I'm not saying, so before anybody say, Ms. V, but what if I, no. We all turn around and celebrate. Titus, stop. Sweetheart, please. I'm doing my show. I'm sorry, my baby thinks that he keeps yawning and he keeps laying on me. And this is my 70-pound baby. And he wants me to know that his breath is clean and he's leaning on me. I'm serious. I'm sitting here. I can't do this show in peace. Can you please get off me? Please, sir. Please. I only got like another 37 minutes. Oh, 37 minutes left. Please. I'm going to bring in Randy because I see Randy is here as I'm being interrupted by puppies. Oh, I just got a text message. Where's my phone at? Hey, Randy. Happy New Year.
Hey, beautiful. Happy New Year to you. How you been doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm just home from work since the first of the month because some people didn't come to work because they got sick and they got not fully vaccinated. So I've been working. So I got to go back on Wednesday.
Happy New Year, Randy.
Happy New Year, Greg. Happy New Year.
Oh yes.
So I've been. So the last time I worked was.
Put your head up, stop. Give me that, asshole. Stop. Go. I'm sorry, Randy. I wasn't calling you an asshole.
No, I know you didn't do that sort of thing. It's just the fact that I've been home since the 31st. Well, last day was the 31st. And then these few people who hadn't got vaccinated and were sick, they had to cease business until everyone's vaccinated, which I am. I'm vaccine boosted. I mean, I was doing fine. No, I was doing fine. I'm not sick or nothing.
Yeah.
Just that these people out there hadn't been vaccinated, so I got sick. So they had to shut it down. Which is a good move on them. Because I'm not going to get COVID.
Well, I think that when people, first of all, I'm going to put this out there. Until there is uniformity on what I think that there should be some uniformity standards about what should and should not be done for COVID. Because people are going really nilly on this. And I'm going to put this out there. Whatever is put out there, I will support. I want to say this, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, I'm not anti-COVID. I feel that if there are things that, I think it's just the uniform. I don't think that it should be left. I think that the government needs to come in and say, this is, when COVID first started, they came in and said, yo, you need to shut this down. I mean, look at all the shit that shut down across the, I mean, all countries, I mean, all states. It wasn't pretty much everybody other than fucking Florida, and we know Florida is their own fucking low entity. I think Florida and Texas were the only ones that were like the outliers. As far as the dumb shit.
New York.
But the rest of the country. No, well, New York shut everything down. But I'm saying, as far as not shutting stuff down.
Yeah.
But I think that there has to be some uniformity as far as. I think that when something is put out, it should be put out to say, hey, you cannot do this because. Or you can do this because. And that these are the standards. Do I feel that everybody should be vaccinated? I feel that at this point in time, they should treat COVID like they do the vaccinations for children. When they think about it, children cannot go to elementary school if they don't have a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. If you come out, and I don't care where you are, public or private school, whatever, we know that you have to have this. And then some universities want to see your shot record. Or some type of, you know, religious exemption. I just want some uniformity. I'm not going to sit here and say what people should. I'm not going to talk about people's opinions because I can't tell people how to feel. I think people are entitled to the way they feel, but I also think that if there are across-the-board standards, then what you feel doesn't matter. If that makes sense. And when I say it doesn't matter, I mean that there are people who don't want to get their children vaccinated. Well, go get a medical exemption. But in order for your child to go to elementary school, you have to get vaccinated. I know as a veteran, regardless of what people say, I'm so tired of hearing people saying, well, the military is. No, let me get something clear to you. In the military, you are required to have a vaccination. As a matter of fact, when I went into the military, they stood us in a line, and they had the shotguns. And when I saw their air guns, I call them shotguns, but they're air guns. And you would walk up, and one person would be on each side. I can't even tell you what the fuck they got me. I can't even tell you what they shot at my body. Guess what? Because as a person who had signed up for the military, I had to accept that they said, bitch, this is what you're going to do if you want to be in the military. Period.
Yep. Yep.
And I think that when it comes down to COVID-19, somebody with a pair of balls needs to come out and say, this is the way it's going to be across the board. Period. Either everybody's not going to be required to get it or everybody is. And be done with it. Live with your decision. Be a man, woman, or whatever you want to call yourself, and live with it.
Yep.
And that's the way I feel. Does that mean that I'm going to agree with it one way or another? I don't know if I'm going to fucking agree with it, but I will adhere to it. And I think the problem we have is that people, there's no standard across the board. It's like a free-for-all. It's like, let's toss this shit up in the air and let's see what the fuck happens.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing with the president saying it is a mandatory mandate. I think that's what's got a shitload of people pissed off. Thing is, I didn't want one. Well, I went ahead because I've got underlying health issues. So I've got the booster and all that. And then guess what? I find out Friday. Oh, another coworker tested positive either Thursday or Friday, and guess what? He works on the same table I do.
Mm.
I mean, his desk is next to me, and we're within a foot of each other when we're doing diagnostics and troubleshooting some of the coffee, tea, and cap machines. So, yeah. So, quarantined past few days. Yep, I feel fine. So, but
I think it needs to be uniform.
You know,
I mean, like I said, because what I don't want is my say, Miss D says she's pro this. Or, no, what I feel is that I will adhere to whatever is put out there. That is me. But I think that people are more likely to follow what is put out there if it is across the board uniform. Plain and simple. You know, the president says one thing, but then somebody else says, the president can't do this. Then the state say they can't do this, and the county say they can't do this, and state say do this, and the cities, you know, no.
Yeah.
Put it like this. It's almost like going for a fucking, it's almost like, I can't even compare it. I can't. Well, I was going to try to use a sex analogy, but there's no sex analogy to go with this.
No. No, it's, I mean.
You know, and normally I can
nothing.
Find a sex analogy to go with anything. I can't find a sex analogy to go with this. So what I will say is that since I can't find a sex analogy, I'm going to try to work this in somehow. Cause
well,
you know,
what about,
I have to
what,
work
about
sex in here somehow.
What about a golden shower? Would that work its way in?
No. I'm looking at maybe, you know, you know what? How about we go back to when we were teenagers? I got to go way back. You know, how about saying that, you know, as teenagers, men may not always know when they're coming.
Right.
Really?
And I'm going to – no, seriously.
Yeah.
Because, no,
hey,
the first time the first time that a man actually – comes, he doesn't necessarily, because remember there's like pre-cum and all of this, and there's a difference. So yes, I'm being very honest that when a young man, I'm not talking about some adult, I'm talking about a teenager, the very first time a teenager has sex, I can tell you as a female, I didn't know what to expect. And most young men who have sex the very first time do not know that feeling of euphoria or whatever you guys go through, because I'm not a man. I don't know what it feels like to get hard and, you know, come and ejaculate. But there's I will use that analogy because there's no clear across the board. So if you think that you came and you really didn't, I mean, a doctor looks at you and says, hey, you never ejaculated. What do you mean it never came? No, that was some no.
Right.
Because think about it that I can tell you that my son, and I have a son, when my son was an infant, and this was before he could go down there and reach and play with himself and whatever, men wake up with a hard on. It's called a pee hard. Okay, so what's the difference between a pee hard and a regular hard? So I can see a young man not knowing the difference. Because I can tell you that my son, when he was like a week old, had a hard on. As a matter of fact, I've seen him hard many a fucking time. And believe me, it wasn't because he was trying to come. It's because he had that fucking pee hard. You know, you wake up in the morning, men have pee hard. Let's just keep it real.
Oh, yeah.
Any man who tells me he does not have a pee hard on, you're a motherfucking liar, because I can tell you, I have a son, and I have been with a number of men. Not a whole lot, but I've been with enough men to know that there is a difference between being hard and a fucking pee hard. Yes,
yeah,
dick is still hard, but there is a big difference. Because when you first wake up in the morning, you're hard, but that hard is not because you try to get no pussy. You're hard because you got to go piss.
Agreed.
So how about we use that analogy for what I'm trying to explain? Because how do you tell a young man the difference between a regular hard and a pee hard? He doesn't know that until he gets to ejaculation. And I can tell you, like I said, I can tell you that my son, when he was 2 weeks old, definitely was not coming in my fucking face. Now, did he pee on me a few times? Yes, that little motherfucker peed on me quite a few times because I had to learn how to cover that diaper. I had to realize if I saw my son and I saw that thing hard, take that diaper and put it back over, cover his old pee pee, because that motherfucker was gonna pee. I'm just being honest.
Oh, yeah.
I think he peed on me twice, and I realized, oh, because I didn't know what a pee hard was until I had a son. And that thing was saluting, and I was like, stay pee hard. And my ex-husband didn't tell me the first time that was fucking pee hard. And my son was just flirting all over us and laughed about that shit, because they think, babies think that shit is cute. Like, that's cute. Yeah, you just fucking pissed on me, and that's cute. So how about we use the analogy that young men do not always know the difference between a pee hard and a I'm coming hard. I can tell you, I would think, I'm not a man, but I think the first time that you actually come, that you may not understand the difference between that pee hard and that come hard.
Yes. Yes. I agree.
So is there a book out there that tells you guys? I'm being really honest because I think that this is where I say there's no uniformity. I can tell you as a mother of a son, and I was married at the time, but shit, my damn ex-husband didn't tell me about a fucking PR. He didn't tell me fucking, you know, he told me after my son pissed on me. I could have killed my ex-husband after. I could have said, you could have fucking warned me that he was going to pee on me.
Yeah.
He thought the shit was funny.
And see, that's funny.
But then he also,
I mean, growing up, I never knew until I just happened to get a hard on in the afternoon. It's like, okay, I think I was 12. And then it's like, holy shit, what is that? So the first time I had sex, it's like, oh, yeah, don't know. Pull out. And luckily I did. But, yeah, most kids, yeah, have no idea until it happens, and sometimes it's too late.
So that's the analogy I will use. There has to be some uniformity. And I understand that me talking about men being hard probably is not the same, but nobody tells you. Like I said, I'm a mother of a boy, and I had to learn the hard way about a pee hard.
Yeah.
And I'm sure
Buffalo
that
Bills
young
won.
Men. I'm sorry, what did you say, Greg?
I said Buffalo Bills, they won. Beat the Jets.
Oh, they did?
Yep.
Okay, I'm hot again, you guys. This is not good. I gotta give me a fan. But you know what? I've been hot. My house, it makes me wonder if my house is insulated half-ass. Because I've talked about my house being insulated. Because this damn bitch, I would be laying in the bed, and I'd be like, why the fuck is this bitch hot? And I will tell you that I bought this little thing during the holidays. 32 degrees, you guys need to start paying me because I promote you guys a lot. There's a company called 32 Degrees. They sell activewear and, like, long johns and stuff like that and underwear. Not underwear, but, like, long johns. You know, stuff that go under your clothing.
Yeah.
And they're a really good company. But I will tell you that I have this, come on. Get your ass out of my bed. Come on. Pepper out. Come on. Or you're going to be stuck in here. 32 degrees. I bought this house dress. It's like all fleece. But this damn thing is like a blanket that I could wear around my house. And no, I don't look like the old lady walking around. You know how back in the day your parents, your mother would walk around with, like, they call them house dresses.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 21st century house dress, but this one is like a blanket. But this damn thing, I bought one for my daughter, and my daughter is not going through the change. But she's like, yeah, Mom, you put that damn thing on. That bitch has you hot as hell. And I've got that on. So, like, I could wear that and not, I could cut my heat probably down to fucking 60. But because it keeps me so damn warm, I'd be wanting to strip. And I love my dogs, so I'm not trying to strip in front of my dogs because my dogs are fucking men, and even though they ain't got no balls, men are men. Okay? And for one, I'm not comfortable being around my dogs but booty naked. I'm just going to keep it real. Because I have dogs that jump on you with nails, and they're like 70 and 80 pounds apiece. Those are big as fucking dogs. I need to have clothes on. Okay? But
they
I'm fanning myself right now. I'm fanning myself right now because it's either I fan myself or I find a way to take off these clothes or I cut a fan on over me. And if I cut the fan on over me, then you guys will hear the fans. And this is probably also a combination of the motherfucking damn alcohol that I drank today because my seatmate, this is the last game of the season. So, like, everybody around me was buying me drinks. I cannot drink everything, so I did turn down drinks because I had to drive home. I want everybody to understand. Yes, y'all will hear me say I do not believe in drinking and driving. They were buying me alcohol, and I was just like, really? Y'all do realize I'm not driving. I'm the same driver. They was like, you'll be okay. I'm so glad they don't know who the fuck I am because I did pour out a lot of alcohol today. I really did.
Let me ask you guys something. What did you do New Year's Eve? Both of you.
Okay. Did you see what I posted? Because I know I posted mine on Twitter and Facebook. That's what
yes,
I did.
On
I
said Instagram.
My fat ass at home. Well, Instagram. I know. Well, it went on Instagram, and I thought it went on Facebook also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I stayed my ass home. Shit.
Me too.
Listen. COVID. I might have my ass at a damn Lions game, and I will say that I do not wear a mask when I'm at a Lions game. Does that mean that I don't care? I'm like everybody else. I have COVID fatigue. And I know that people will say, well, the only place I don't wear my mask is when I'm at the Lions game. And I will tell you guys the reason why I don't wear a mask at the Lions game is because when they did the Super Bowl last year, which was the first game they actually allowed fans had, you know, if you notice, there's something about the NFL stadium, they didn't talk about them being super spreaders. I think the alcohol, I'm going to be honest, and this is, I will never put this in writing because I don't want everybody to say that I'm putting this out there. But it's something about drinking and being around people, and I think because you're really not in nobody's face, your back is normal to people, if that makes sense. I haven't heard about COVID going through here.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's more so when you're face-to-face. Do I do a lot of yelling? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do people behind me do a lot of yelling? Yeah. I'm not saying that I can't catch COVID. I'm just saying bitch is taking a chance when she goes to the game. I'm just going to keep it honest.
Yeah. And that's true. And then me, I stayed home. New Year's Eve, because I had to prep food for New Year's Day to take to my brother-in-law and sister's house.
Mm. Shoot, I stayed home. I just stayed home and so like I didn't go out. It was cold that night. No, it wasn't. It was a little warm that night. It was warmer than usual for New Year's where I am, but I didn't go out there. I just stayed home and just chilled and a couple movies and welcome to the new year.
We shot off fireworks. We actually had fun. I mean, this is the second year in a row that we did not go out. But I got a deck heater. Or what? Okay, Greg, correct me. And I'm asking you to correct me because I have the heater. I guess they call it a patio heater or whatever you call it, the one that goes for propane. Is it called a deck heater or a patio heater?
Well, it's an outside heater. Is it one of the tall ones?
Yeah.
That looks like it's got a top hat on?
Yes.
Yeah, those, we've got one at the shop, haven't tried it yet, but yeah, that's basically a outdoor. It could be a deck heater, patio heater, however you want to call it, really. So.
Okay, I have one of those heaters. Wait a minute,
yeah.
I've had this heater for about 4 years now. I kid you not. And I've been so scared. I've never used propane in my life. This is my first time ever using propane. So I had to go buy the big propane tank and hook it up to it.
Yep.
And that damn thing so good. We was out there chilling. Now, I will be using it this year in the spring, but I did not, like I said, it was one, you know, if you don't know, you don't know. And I did not know how to use it. I got this heater for free years ago, and it was not used. It was brand new. It was actually shipped to me, and it was through a contest I had won. So I was like, okay, I want this heater. So you might as well say the heater cost me, what, $50 or something, because I had to put the propane in it. But when I say that I had it going, we had to turn it down. It was so damn hot.
Yes.
But it's back
yes.
in my garage now because we've had snow. I did not let the snow hit it. But definitely it was we had that out there. And that's like in part of the fireworks, you'll see a glimpse of that heater. So that's what I was doing.
Yeah, those things, they're nice. They really are.
I was comfortable. I mean, I could have probably kicked up. Like my daughter said that if I would have, she said if I would have had the TV outside, she would have just been chilling.
Yeah.
That's how nice it was because we didn't have any snow.
Yes.
But I did manage to kill my snowblower. I killed my snowblower unintentionally. I forgot to put oil in it.
Uh-oh.
So I blew the engine.
Oh.
Yep.
So I'm going to go buy a new snowblower in the next couple of days before we get another big snowstorm. I will be buying one. But at least I'm willing to live with my mistake. You know how I'm glad that it was me and not somebody else because I've been like, you should have known, but I really – it wasn't obvious where to put the oil, and I don't think that when I got it, they told me I need to put oil in it. So I think it's one of those where it was a matter of either they told me and I didn't hear them, or they didn't tell me and I didn't think about it. I'm being honest.
Right, right.
Because I put oil in my lawnmower all the time. So I'm going to be buying a new snowblower in the next couple of days. But we are down to 11 minutes. Anybody else got anything on top of? Because I want to go to sleep. I ain't going to lie. I never thought I would say this. I want to go to motherfucking sleep. Like, I'm sitting here hot as hell. I'm not nauseated. I'm not sick. I'm just hot as hell. It's like, bitch, to lay down and go to sleep right now. I put my head down, and y'all can finish the show, and I probably wouldn't hear you in it.
And that, I'm ready to cook dinner, that, and go to bed.
Same here. I'm going to wash a couple of dishes and try to stay warm and try to stay safe. And like I said.
Oh,
like
you guys are getting snow. Aren't you guys getting ready to get another snowstorm there? I've been seeing on the news that DC has been shut down like for the past 3 or 4 days because of snow. Would you guys being that close to DC, do you get the snow like they get in DC or do y'all not get as much?
Not get as much. But we do get snow, though. We do get snow. And then after that's over with. After all the snow is melted, the day after it turns into ice, and I don't play with that shit.
Yep.
I don't play with that ice. Because once you fall down, that's it. I mean, it's not like you're a young person.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing you don't drive.
See, I don't trust these people out on the street. I mean, driving those cars out on the street. I mean, they just drive like they just don't care. And they get stuck. Sometimes they get stuck. Sometimes they slip and slide.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I don't like that shit. If I see ice out on the pavement or on the street, I don't go out. I don't go out. I simply just don't go out. Common sense tells me not to go out there. I ain't going to get my tailbone busted. And they had to go to the hospital.
Now, here's a question for you, Randy. Do you go to the store every day to buy food, or do you buy weekly?
I do it weekly.
Okay.
I do it weekly. Or whenever I run out of something, you know, like milk and bread and eggs and stuff. If I run out of it, I go to the store, and if I need it, I need it. But average,
right.
I go out weekly.
Okay, because I mean, I'm at the store just picking up. Okay, well, this is going to be dinner tonight and lunch tomorrow. That's about it. Yeah, I'm there at least 4-5 days a week.
Okay.
Once a week at the most. I mean, at the minimum, I might go. Well, at the minimum, I try to go once a week. I really try to go like once every 2 weeks. I'm gonna be honest. I try to go, but I have a deep freezer, so I try to
go
to the grocery store once every 2 weeks.
Yeah. Now, that's the thing. I've got my freezer. It's full. I've got enough food to last me a week, week and a half, where I don't have to go, but I still stop going, ooh, I want to eat this tonight. So I'll go to the store.
That's
and
me,
buy cause that
I'll be like,
oh,
I feel like this. I know exactly what you're saying, because I'll wake up, I'll be like, ooh, a salad sounds good. Well, I ain't got no salad here. Let me go give me a salad today.
Exactly.
Jesus,
but, yeah,
I'm sorry, you guys.
That's okay. I know you're tired. We know you're tired.
Oh, I'm fanning myself right now. Like I said, I feel like that old lady that's sitting in the front pew at church. I have one of those fans. So I'm fanning myself up because I'm telling you the same thing. I'm wearing a blanket and I'm scared to take the blanket off because then I'll get cool. I'm like, damned if I do, damned if I don't.
Yep.
Let me ask you, you watch any good football games today or at least yesterday?
Oh. I started watching some yesterday.
Can somebody explain to me exactly what the hell was going on between Dallas and the Eagles? I went to bed. I cut the game on. I woke up somewhere in the midst of the game. I cannot tell you what court, but it was like 50-10 or something.
Uh-huh.
I understand that Dallas kicked the Eagles' ass. My question is, what the fuck was going on? Because I've seen scores like that, like, in college games.
Mm-hmm.
Can somebody explain to me what fucking pro football game this happens in, and what was the final score? I'm scared to look it up. I don't have a dog in the race. I'm just curious.
I never seen a football game. I've been watching football games since I was little, and I never seen a score like that before.
What was the score?
Okay, my question is, was I dreaming, or was it really like 50-some-odd points? I'm being honest. I'm scared to look because I'm scared if I look, I'll be like, oh, damn, that really was. That wasn't a dream. Do you know how you lay down and you wake up and you see shit and you be like, yeah, okay,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't talk about it on the news this morning before I went to the Lions game. But will somebody confirm before I look this up? Because if I look this up and I see this score, I might lose what little brains and mind that I have left. So my question is, did Dallas really kick the Eagles' ass that bad, and how bad was the ass kicking?
A big ass kicking, that's what it is. That's what it was.
But did they really beat them that bad, or was I dreaming? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
No, you're not dreaming.
When I woke up and I saw that score, like I said, they were still playing.
Trust me, Ms. B, you weren't dreaming. Dallas was really kicking their butt. You're not dreaming at all. I watched that game last night.
Okay, so what was the score, Randy? Since you watched that game, what was the actual score? Because like I said, when I woke up, it was 50, 50-something to 10, and I was, and like I said, I was like, yeah, okay, let me turn back.
I think it was 53 to 10.
Wow.
I think it was 53 to 10.
Damn.
Now, that's an ass-whipping right there.
Yeah, it is.
Let me look at this. I'm going to pull up the
I could be wrong, but I know it's 50-something
now.
To 10.
I'm going to pull up the score now. Like I said, I needed some type of confirmation that I wasn't dreaming. So let me pull up the score now. I'm on NFL.com. Like I said, prior to this, I had not seen the score. I'm just a little curious. I'm just being
honest. Seattle defeated my Cardinals.
Okay, yesterday, the Chiefs and the Broncos, 28-24. Okay, I can understand that. That's a game.
Yep.
Oh, fuck. Okay, here's the score. The final, the Cowboys, 51, the Eagles, 26. So that wasn't as bad as it was when I woke up.
Damn.
They didn't beat them by a whole lot, but they beat them by more than
a whole lot.
Bad enough.
It's a whole lot, for sure.
That's bad.
Man, that's messed up. I never seen a score like that before in my lifetime. 51.
I'm mad that the fucking Jaguars won. Who the fuck the Jaguars think they are winning?
Yeah.
You know we need the Jaguars to lose. If we would have lost, we would have got the number one pick. But because the fucking Jaguars fucking won and we won, we're stuck with the number two pick. But if we would have lost, we would have bumped up. Because the Jaguars won, we would have been bumped up to number one because they won. Because we actually have a better record. Now, you ready for this? We actually have a better record than the Jaguars. We have a better record than Jacksonville. And everybody keeps saying, how is it that the Lions have a better record? The reason why the Lions have a better record is because we are 3-13-1. That tie makes us have a better record. The Jaguars are 3-14. They don't have a tie. If we didn't have that tie, we would have been probably number one. But because we had the tie, because, you know, we don't know how to go without having a fucking tie, shoot ourselves in the fucking foot.
Well, it's playoff time now.
Yeah, and the Giants are 4-13, so we got to, you know. But the Vikings beat the Bears. And somebody said that, oh, well, the Packers could have beat y'all. I was like, first of all, the Packers was not playing for anything today. Let me tell you what the Packers were playing for today, and a lot of people don't realize it. The Packers were playing to say that they swept the division. Beating us twice would have had them swept the division. They were already locked in for their spot. They just didn't keep the division because we're one-on-one with them.
Overtime, San Francisco beat the Rams.
Thank God.
Never mind. My bad. Sorry. Oh, yeah. They did beat them with a interception. So San Francisco won over the Rams.
27-24. Okay.
Yep.
We will be back next week, everybody. I'm going to go lay my ass down because we did make it without me going to sleep on you guys. Have a great week. Next week, I will not be drunk. Any of that. I will be a regular person. We will have whatever random thoughts come to my mind because that's why this is real talk. You never know what the fuck we're going to talk about. Have a great week, everybody. Be safe. If you're in an area where there's storms, snow, whatever, be safe. Be cautious. I don't care if you're a tornado alley, freezing, whatever. Please be safe.
Yep.
Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Be safe and be good to everybody. Ciao.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.